The reading is taken from 2 Corinthians, beginning to read at chapter 8. This is from the Living Bible version. I think it's going to be on the overhead projector. Beginning to read at verse 1. Now I want to tell you what God in his grace has done for the churches in Macedonia. Though they have been going through much trouble and hard times, they have mixed their wonderful joy with their deep poverty, and the result has been an overflow of giving to others. They gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And I can testify that they did it because they wanted to, and not because of nagging on my part. They begged us to take the money so they could share in the joy of helping the Christians in Jerusalem. Best of all, they went beyond our highest hopes, for their first action was to dedicate themselves to the Lord and to us, for whatever directions God might give to them through us. They were so enthusiastic about it that we have urged Titus, who encouraged your giving in the first place, to visit you and encourage you to complete your share in this ministry of giving. You people there are leaders in so many ways. You have so much faith, so many good preachers, so much learning, so much enthusiasm, so much love for us. Now I want you to be leaders also in the spirit of cheerful giving. I am not giving you an order. I'm not saying you must do it, but others are eager for it. This is one way to prove that your love is real, but it goes beyond mere words. You know how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus was, though he was so very rich, yet to help you he became so very poor, so that by being poor he could make you rich. This is the word of the Lord.
So, our reading this morning is part of a letter that Paul wrote to a church in Corinth. And what he's doing in this letter is he is telling them about this other church who he thinks is awesome. And when I was reading this passage, I thought, I wonder what somebody would write if they wrote a letter about me. Would they say, Aaron is awesome? Or would they say, Erin is grumpy, don't talk to her in the morning, she loses her temper really quickly? Or would they say, Erin is willing to help you whatever you ask? I wonder what you would like written in a letter about your life. And I wonder what you think makes people awesome. And we're going to watch a video now, and it's by this guy, and his name is Kid President, and he's going to tell us all about how to be awesome.
This one goes out to the heroes. Everyday heroes. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You probably are like, I'm not a hero, you're talking to the wrong person. And I'm all like, you're talking to your TV.
So listen up. I think you're a hero and you don't even know it yet.
Maybe you're like me, you look in the mirror and you don't really see a hero.
You look and you just see a regular kid. A really good looking regular kid. But you, you're a hero. Whether you're a kid or a grown up, you're way more than you might think you are.
You're more than your problems and you're more than your mistakes.
Somewhere inside, you're a hero.
You might not have a cape or wear underwear outside your clothes.
That's probably a good thing. You have everything right now to change the world. Everything! Heroes are just ordinary people who've done extraordinary things.
They inspire other people to be extraordinary.
People like Nathaniel.
He's 12 years old and he's now okay with the fact that there are people in the world who don't have clean water. He raised enough money to help 30 schools in Central Africa.
Madison. When she was 15, she created a beauty pageant for boys and girls that have special needs because she wanted to celebrate real beauty. My friend Bob, he's 55 and he's living out love in so many different ways. Right now he's working on building the school so kids in Uganda know they're loved.
Kids can change the world, and grown-ups can change the world. It would go a whole lot faster if we worked together. Heroes are made when ordinary people like you and me decide to be extraordinary.
Or extra, extra ordinary.
Extra, extra, extra.
Extra, 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 extraordinary.
That's too many extras.
Here's what I'm trying to say.
If you want to be awesome, treat people awesome. It's about strength. Fire power.
Not like picking up a car kind of strength.
I'll pick it up and just drop it and go like,
oh, he's so nerdy, but so strong. I want to go out with him. He can pick up a car.
But it's not about that. I'm talking about compassion.
Nothing stronger than that.
It's what changes things.
So who's been a hero to you?
Da-da-da.
Parents?
Teachers? Friends?
Let them know. Heroes don't always know that you're heroes.
We all need reminders.
The little things that we do are a big deal.
Heroes are people in our lives who see us what we really are.
Awesome.
Did you hear that?
I said, you're awesome!
You're awesome!
You don't need a cape and you don't need money. You don't even need to be bitten by something radioactive.
You just need to care. And if you are bitten by something radioactive, you should go to a doctor, sir. It'll make you pee green.
It would be cool to fly or be part spider or be part squirrel.
I don't think part squirrel is a thing. Is that a thing? Like a man squirrel?
But you're already filled with superpowers.
So don't wait for a signal in the sky. Look a little closer at the world around you.
You're ready right now. It's time to be the hero that you're meant to be, Cake. What are you not okay with?
Think about it.
And what do you have?
And who can you bring with you?
Everybody! 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 You have everything that you need to make someone's day more awesome.
Someone may never have told you this,
but I promise it's true.
The world needs heroes, and that hero could be you.
That hero could be you. And that hero could be you! Let's do this!
I hope you enjoyed that video. He's my favorite kid present. Spend a long time watching him on YouTube. That's a confession that I'm making today. So in the video, he was talking about being awesome, and he was talking about being a hero. And he was saying, you don't need money to be a hero. You just need to care. You just need to have compassion. And in our passage this morning, this church in Macedonia, they didn't think that they were awesome. Actually, they were really poor. And they were having a really hard time. People did not like them. They were suffering. They were hungry. But they gave away what they didn't really have. They chose to give than to satisfy their own needs and wants. Now, I like to shop. And it would be a very surprising thing if I put a tenner in a charity box rather than buy myself a new top. That would be a rare thing. Because I like stuff. We all like stuff. We all fill our houses with stuff. Kids, I'm sure you have a lot of stuff at home. A lot of toys, colouring in, pencils and pens and paper and lots of stuff. Do you really need all that stuff? Do you really need it? I'd say that I really need it, but I'm selfish. See, they didn't give stuff away because they were told to. They gave their stuff away because they wanted to give it away. And when I was reading this, I thought, what makes you want to do something? What makes you want to do something? It's the outcome, isn't it? You think, oh, I really want to run in the race because I might win. I really want to get that good job because I might earn good money and be able to buy a nice house. We want to do things for the outcome. We don't give stuff away and expect nothing in return. But that's what this church in Macedonia, that's what they were doing. They were giving stuff away and they weren't expecting anything back. And how did they do that? Like, what was the secret to the life? What was the secret? There has to have been a secret. Well, Paul actually tells us what the secret is. The secret was that they had given themselves to God. They had given themselves fully to God. That they didn't think about themselves anymore. They were thinking about, what would Jesus do? What would God want me to do here? And we live in a society that is so self-centered. We live in a society now where people become famous because they put pictures of themselves on the internet. Like, how do we live a large-hearted life? How do we live a generous life in our society? Well, the answer is very, very easy. We have to give ourselves wholly to God. We have to make a choice. Being generous isn't easy. It's a choice. Being generous with your time, being generous with your words, being generous with your life and your money, it's a choice. It's like choosing a colour. See, my niece, and she's 4 years old, and she likes purple and pink. And when I try and tell her to choose a colour, she can't choose a colour because she likes purple and pink. Because girls like purple and pink. This is from a four-year-old. They don't like blue. Blue is for boys. That's what I've been told. I don't think it's true, but she's only four. She'll grow up soon. You see, when we decide to follow Jesus, when we decide to give our lives wholly to him, something happens in us that we can't really explain. What happens in us is that we change. Like, day by day, we change. How we think changes. The more we get to know Jesus and the more we talk to him and read the Bible, how we think changes, how we act changes, how we spend our money changes, how we spend our time changes, how often we work, that changes too. Our priorities change, and in this church, their priorities changed. And they wanted to give. They wanted to give. And I didn't want my talk this morning to be an all-age service and be asking everyone to empty their pockets on the way out the door, because generosity, in my mind, is not about how much cash you have. It's not about your money. It's about the way you live. It's a lifestyle. And I've written up here, it's not about your money. It's about your heart. It's about sharing what you have. It's about leaving more than we take, giving more than we receive, sharing our faith and meeting the needs of others. Generosity and living this life is when we stop looking at ourselves and we start looking out. It's when we take our eyes off what we want and what we need and we open our eyes to the world and see what other people want and what other people need. And the reason why I made you play that game earlier is because some days, and you will know this too, adults, some days you'll be having a really tough day, you'll be feeling really low about yourself, you'll be in work, struggling and meeting deadlines and all that kind of stuff. You'll be trying to talk to kids and nobody's going to listen to you and everyone's going mad and you're just in the middle and you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to give up. And then one person walks along to you and says, you know what, I think you're doing a great job. And that changes your day. And why does that change your day? Because one person decided to be generous with their words. And that's why I got you to play that game. Because we can be generous with our words, we can be generous with our actions, we can be generous in all sorts of areas of our lives. And that's what Jesus asks us to do, but it all starts with us giving ourselves wholly to God. And this morning, what I'd like to say is, children, teenagers, adults, we're going to have a moment of quiet time. And if you would like to give yourself wholly to the Lord, I'd like you to pray in your heart, in the silence, that you could give yourself wholly to God.